This is XFM Manchester, I'm Dave Haslam, and that was Come Home by James, the song that started their set, that brilliant gig at the MEN Arena the other Saturday. And with me, I have James, Tim, Jim and Larry. Welcome, good evening.
Hey, Dave. Hey.
Hi, Dave.
How was that gig? Wasn't it mega?
It was fierce.
It was.
Fantastic.
Yeah, stunning.
Very emotional.
Mm.
For you, particularly, for the band, for the audience?
I think for everybody who was there.
16,000 people.
Yeah, there was a few.
And you could feel that wave of emotion from the when you're on the stage. How does that feel when you've got all that love coming at you? Which is, that was what was happening, wasn't it?
It was certainly different than any other concert I think I've experienced. So, you know, the celebration, we've experienced jubilation, you know, and like the roar of success and things like that. But that was a completely different feeling the other night.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Mm.
And so how did this rebirth come about? Because obviously we all thought that, you know, that the band was over, it was all finished. How did it all come back together again?
Larry and I sort of just kept hassling Tim for 5 years, going round to his house and mithering him. And when they refused him the restraining order, I think he thought, oh, I might as well get the bloody thing over with.
You've been asking Tim for a while, had you?
Not really, no. We asked him a couple of years ago, about 2.5 years ago, and he said no. So we tried again in November, and kind of presumed he'd say no again, really, and he didn't. and that was it. It just got silly after that. Everything just kind of took on a momentum of its own and kind of roller-coastered us towards the MEN.
And so what were you saying yes to, Tim? Were you saying yes to a tour or writing songs? What was the idea at that point?
Initially, I was coming up to see my mum in Yorkshire, and I said yes to coming and going into a room with Jim and Lally, and I suggested that we do 3 days just to see how that relationship was, because we always communicated very well in that way. You know, we'd had years and years of improvising together, and basically within 3 days we had 30 kind of songs, 30 beginnings of songs, and it was really good. I mean, the main reason, my main fears around it all was communication and us getting stuck in how James was at the end, which was, it was a very dysfunctional unit. You know, I think after Larry left, there was an imbalance of how we related to each other. That we just, the three of us, somehow we have a really good we're a good threesome, and James got really kind of bogged down in the last few years. We became this kind of very unwieldy democracy, and it was to see whether we could communicate and break through and make sure that none of that came back, and that we could become this much more fighting unit again and make great music. It was to see whether that was possible. You know, we hadn't even decided we were going to go under the name of James. It was just to make new music and see whether we still got that spark.
So one of the new songs that came out of all those sessions, Who Are You, is on Fresh as a Daisy, the singles.
Mm-hmm.
What made you particularly, obviously if you were jamming and you had the beginnings of 30 songs, what made you kind of take this one all the way to being recorded?
They actually had this one as a song they'd had for a few years. They had the chords, and they kind of, I think you held it back for a day or so, and then sort of like unveiled this this thing.
We just pretended we were just jamming it.
Yeah, we did a few of those.
Yeah, we did. We slipped a few of those in.
Okay, and brilliantly, you've decided to play Who Are You acoustically, exclusively for us, so this is not the version off the album. This is the exclusive XFM version of Who Are You, James.